Welcome everyone to another edition of the Dress of a Watch podcast.
One asked. Today we're going to do a small session, maybe a bit shorter session than yesterday, because yesterday we really topped it off with Christian. So it was a great conversation having him here. And hey Nick. So Nick is here too, just joined in today. I think it was in the morning where Nick and Christian were also doing a live session, in case someone saw it too. So on today's session, I'd like to talk a little bit about why I'm doing this show, basically. So a little bit of details were shared yesterday with Christian, but I feel that there's a bit more story that I could share with you. I also just recently did a post on Instagram explaining a little bit about the backgrounds, why I'm doing this. So for me, the one thing, or the biggest thing actually, is what I want to do is I want to share my passion for watches. So after being in this industry for quite a long time, hi Brian, you can't get around not having a passion for watches. So it all started off, as I told you guys yesterday in the conversation with Christian, it all started off with Panerai. I actually never bought one, but the first experience with this watch world was when me and my brothers, or basically, we were packing bracelets for Panerai, and it was one of these days where I got thinking about why are we doing this? Why is it important? So this was the step in for me into this passion around watches, and it's still one of the biggest brands I feel that I have a connection with Panerai, but there are so many more. So the day came where I experienced other brands and to see what they were doing, to see what they have been creating. And the journey for me started when I went to university, where at some point I wanted to have a watch, and just before or during university I said, okay, I have some money that I earned and I would like to spend on a watch. And at that time I was looking into watches that had a distinct color accent or something special. So this was the time where I got into Rolex, when I bought my Milgauss. And then afterwards, I dove deeper into this whole conversation. Not that many, actually. So I think I shared a couple yesterday. So I have three or four main watches with Brian, and a couple of Swatch pieces. And then after the Milgauss, I experienced this whole trend around the Omega Speedmaster. So the Speedmaster was this crazy thing where people were switching their bracelets and putting on cool straps and exchanging the look of the watch. And this was something that even triggered more passion in me to dive into this whole styling aspect. And shortly after, I decided for me to use my Instagram account to share pictures around styling, around personal style, and then also in terms around styling watches. So what it was around that time that I even experienced more around watches, and in my opinion, this emotional attachment to these pieces is incredible. So for me, and I think many other people, many other watch collectors feel the same, it's not just buying an accessory, it's buying into an emotion, connecting feelings with a material object, basically, and putting in memories, actually. So many collectors, as I know, they collect watches because they want the watches to represent a memory for them. So I want to do the same. And I feel that I needed another platform where I could share this and where I could invite other people to share their stories. So after the whole topic on Instagram, I decided to create a website. So I created the website dressoverwatch.com, where I started blogging around watches. I think it was in 2017 I did my first blog post, and then it got more and more, and I got into podcasting two years ago, and I started podcasting around watches, and then just beginning of this year, I thought about creating video content. So I started with YouTube. And I wasn't very comfortable on YouTube because I didn't really feel this connection to the people. You just create a video, you put it out, and then what do? You wait. And you hope for people to comment. You want people to interact with the post. And then some of the videos, they worked quite nicely, and I feel that we've done a great job creating those, and also transporting the message of how you can style your watch. Like, just simply by exchanging the bracelet, you can give the watch a different face. So it's dressing the watch, basically. And then a couple of weeks ago, this whole thing happened. And for me, this thing is something that I used to do, actually. So during my time at university, I used to stream online games. So I was playing Fortnite, and I was streaming Fortnite. I was streaming other games as well on Twitch. And I felt this streaming aspect, going live, having this personal conversation with people, getting their feedback, answering questions is much more exciting than just creating content and then waiting for people to interact. And so I feel this opportunity of the whole quarantine and the whole situation right now is, of course, the situation is not great. It definitely isn't. But I think it gives people the opportunity to open up and connect with each other even more than they used to connect with each other. And so that is why I decided to do this format. And the format is called Live Sessions. And what we are going to do on these live sessions is you're going to have me talking about my personal opinion around watches, giving you, like, for example, like this one in the Panerai, giving you knowledge, sharing my knowledge around watch straps. So this is also the second aspect of this show. So hey, everyone who's just joined, I'm talking about why I'm doing this live format and a little bit about my journey coming to this live format. So the passion around watches is what connects me to this thing and what connects me to you. And I had a brief history in streaming games on Twitch, and I feel that live interaction is just more personal than just uploading a post or uploading a video. So I want to continue these live sessions, and they're going to be called Live Sessions. I'm going to share my passion around watches, a little bit about watch talk, talking about different pieces, different brands, and what I feel and what I like about it or what I don't like about it. Then the second aspect of this show is going to be that I will talk, of course, about watch straps. So I'm going to share my knowledge that I've gathered over the years, and of course, about a little bit about my background in the watch strap business. And I'm going to share with you the do's and don'ts and how you can identify, for example, cheap bracelets or expensive ones as well. And the other topic that we started yesterday, or actually we started on Tuesday with my brother, are the live sessions where I have a guest on. So I will have more guests, and I want to have more guests. At some point, I want to invite brands to share their stories, potentially have some cool people on this format where we can just talk a little bit about watches and our passion, our emotion behind this. Hey, Trade Watches, how are you? So this is going to be the format that I will be using, and I want to share this, share my emotion, share my passion for watches. And if you have suggestions for guests, please contact me and tell me who I should contact or invite to be on this show, basically. So I hope you enjoy this format, I will be doing this every day now, at least every day that we have to spend in quarantine, because I feel that giving you this half an hour, 20 minutes, or even 15 minutes of downtime, talking about watches, talking about your passion, sharing your passion with the community is something that we all could do and we all need to share. Hallo Uli. So this is what I'm going to do every day now, for at least the time that we spend in quarantine. And I hope you enjoy it. I hope you stick around. And what do I think about Grand Seiko? I love Grand Seiko. I haven't had one yet. So I've seen a couple, I've tried on a couple. I really love the brand. It has great quality and the prices are incredible. So even if Grand Seiko is a bit too expensive for you, you could go for Seiko. I adore the Seiko Presage. The dial is just amazing. It's incredible. And I think for 200 or 300 bucks, you get a watch that you can wear every day that looks incredible with that dial. Super. You can't say anything around it. And if you want to invest a little bit more money, then go for Grand Seiko. They have an incredible, incredible craftsmanship behind it. And I love the Japanese. I love Japan. So for me, it's a great brand. Definitely, Moose. Yeah, do we have any other questions? Happy to answer some questions on this show. So yeah, basically for everyone who just joined, I'm going to do this live show every day now for the next maybe couple of weeks, at least the time that we're spending in quarantine, talking about my passion around watches. You're welcome. And inviting guests to share their passion of watches. So this is what we're gonna do. And yesterday we had Christian, so you will find the video. I think you can rewatch it soon. I'll be posting it into my Instagram stories as well. Hello Vera. And potentially also we'll be sharing it as podcasting format. So all my guests, I will share the conversations we're having on the podcast as well. So if you don't know the podcast, you can find the podcast on all big platforms. It's called Dress of a Watch. Go to Apple Podcasts or to Spotify and just search for it. You will find it everywhere, basically on every major platform. It's called Dress of a Watch. That's the podcast around, or the podcast I do. Mainly talking about my experience, talking about watches. Same as we do here, basically. So hi everyone who's just joined. Yeah, we are talking a little bit about watches. We just talked a little bit about Grand Seiko. We've talked a little bit about why I'm doing this. So the show will be an everyday show. I want to share my passion around watches, and we will have guests. So I've also prepared already some guests for next week. So stay tuned. We have a couple of cool guys that I have invited to be in the show, and I'm in contact with a couple of more. And what I also want to do is for the German-speaking people I have in my community, there will be a couple of guests I have invited to do maybe one show every week that we do in German. So there's something for the German-speaking community as well. Okay, so if you have any questions, please feel free to send me a DM or contact me on any other platform you find, where you find me at. I will be back on tomorrow. So I haven't decided on the topic yet tomorrow, but I definitely will find something. And next, stay tuned, because next week we will have a couple of cool guests. So it's gonna be amazing to hear their stories. And I wish you all a nice evening. Stay safe and have a great weekend. Stay tuned. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.